Welcome to the Daily Shift. And I hope everyone, and I mean everyone, has enjoyed their week so far. We're almost to Wednesday, which means we're almost halfway through this fantastic week. Hopefully it's been fantastic for everybody. Somebody's got good news. And even if you didn't get good news, it's on the way. I mean, it has to be, right? There's nowhere to go but up. And what if things were reversed? What if you, could you live a completely opposite life? That's the question I pose to you. Can you live the opposite life? Like, for example, if you are clean freak, if you need everything to be spick and span, could you do the opposite? In fact, could you do the opposite for a week, for a thousand? Could you do the opposite of how you live for a month for $100,000? Now, it's easier said than done. You know, like, you have, for example, if there is like a friend or family member that you don't want to go over their home or whatever because it's not as spick and span as you'd like it to be, could you live in their home for a month? I think that would be like a good TV show. Like, you're not allowed to clean. You're not allowed to clean at all. You have to just do it. What if, like, you like to make your own food? You know, you plan all of your food out, you prep it and all that kind of stuff. Could you just go to a fast food restaurant for a month and just do that? Or if you like using technology, could you, well, I guess that would, if you're doing the opposite of having technology all in your life, could you be Amish? Could you do that? Oh, man. For a month, for $100,000. What is the cutoff for that, by the way? Like, what would be the cutoff for you? Like, okay, well, if it's $50,000, then no. If it's 70, would it have to? Well, you've heard the initial offer now. So now you're like, it has to be $100,000. This is not a real offer, folks. I'm just asking if you could do it. I don't know if I could just, like, what would be the opposite for me? I can't even think of it. The opposite for me would probably be doing absolutely nothing for a month. I'd get so bored. I'd probably last, like, maybe 2 weeks. Maybe. Like, just doing absolutely nothing. I'm one of those busybodies. I have to keep doing something. Otherwise, like, the days feel like forever. You know? And I can't wait to talk about the movie. Should I wait till next week to tell you about this movie? Just in case some... Oh, no. I'm just going to tell you. Anyway, I'll tell you later on. In the entertainment segment. But for now, see, I'm already going over, like, I'm thinking of other things that I gotta do. I'm one of those people that just gotta keep on moving, keep on trucking. But could you do it? I don't know. Like, man, but for $100,000 for a month, though, you know, that's not bad. That's not a bad payoff. But at the same time, the work getting there. Well, the non-work getting there. What if, like, you're just somebody who's just completely, like, messy, and, like, you have to live a very, like, clean life? Like, and, like, there's somebody to check in, and it's like, oh, okay, well, let's see here. Everything is clean. Like, you know, it has to be acceptable by some standard. Like, there'll be a check-in, like, maybe every once in a while between, like, the weeks, like, once every, twice a week. That sounds acceptable, right? But you'll never know when they're coming. Oh man, that would be a good show. Like, and every time you fail, like they deduct money. That would be a good show. Would you participate in that show? You know how some people do like Naked and Afraid or remember that one show, House Swap, or was it Wife Swap or House Swap, or like where somebody was living in a different home and they had like a different family, which was weird to me even then. Like I was like, wait, what? I'd be like, no. Like, does my family come with me? No, they stay there? No. Go back. There's like, where's dad? No, I'm your dad. No, Art, the other dad. No, I'm not comfortable with this. I feel weird about that show. No, I still feel weird about that show. Does it still happen? I think they stopped that, didn't they? I don't know. But yeah, I don't know if I could hold out for a month of living the complete opposite. Actually, you know what? I think I might be able to. Oh, it'd be so hard though. Like you'd have to constantly remind yourself, all right, what's ahead? What's ahead? Okay. Just keep that prize money in mind and what it can do for you. You know? But once again, what would be like the cutoff? Like what is the cutoff? Like what would be like the amount of money that you can't accept to do that? Like if somebody was like $1,000, like I said, you already heard the initial price, so like now you're like, ah, no, I heard 100,000, but if it was 1,000 for a week, would you do that for a week at least? I think it differentiates. I think that is definitely a factor. Or if maybe some people automatically do it because they're like, you know what, I need a change. Like I'm living in as an SNL skit said. In squalor, like if you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, it's the SNL like New Paint, I think it's called. Oh, with Adi Bryant, so funny. I enjoyed that. Anyway, moving on, because we're gonna move on to the question of the day that's coming up, and you know the many ways to find the show. Hopefully, you're listening on the jukebox radio, and if you are, that means that you can call in. If you're listening on the jukebox radio, my spin radio, outside the box radio, you can call in and request a song if there's something that you want to hear. Or if you're listening on the podcast, I hope you enjoy the next segment. Don't forget about the Wisdom app and the many ways you can listen to the podcast, Castbox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcasts, so many ways, and I hope you find one. This is the Daily Shift. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back with more of this. We're starting out the week slow, but we're going to end with so much energy. So that way you're ready for Friday and your weekend. Keep it locked right here. Okay. Can you handle long conversations? And I don't mean conversations where they're playing, like you're out to dinner with somebody or whatever. I mean when somebody, like, you run into them on the street or at a grocery store or whatever the case may be. Can you handle those long conversations? Or if they call you on the phone or they just knock at your door or whatever, they just stop by to say, hey, just stop by to say, hey, we don't need a 40-hour conversation. Those need to stop. Am I the only one who's thinking this? I mean, I love you and I miss you, But these conversations need to have an end. Like, save the next story for next time I see you. Gives me a reason to see you later on. If you give me every story, if you update me since the last time I saw you, like, summarize it. Like, that's fine. You can tell me everything. And then the next time I see you, I'll have more. But that means the next time I see you, I'm going to prolong that even longer and longer until you forget, like, one of the stories or whatever the case may be. Because I cannot deal with 40-hour conversations. Like, if we start this conversation and the sun is still up, and by the time we finish the conversation, I'm tired and need to go to bed, this friendship might be terminated. It might be, I'm going to go through, like, I'm going to start a list. I'm going to start a list of when, like, okay, so how, like, I'm going to write down times when the conversation started and when it ended, and then just start evaluating. And it's like, okay. And I don't know, I'm going to figure out a system. Because some of these conversations, I know I'm not the only one. I know there's somebody in everybody's life that is like, when you see that name pop up on your phone, or when you see them in the grocery store, it's like, oh my gosh. Oh, well, and you want to talk to them. You really do, because they're a friend or a loved one or whatever the case may be. But you're like, man, I gotta cut this short. You know, I'm one of those people that, like, once we've covered the basics, like, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. Going through this, going through that. Oh, what's going on? Once we go over all of that and, you know, what more is there to say? Like, once you start trying to find stuff to talk about, hey, oh, are you getting kibbles and bits? I'm getting kibbles and bits too. You know, when I have kibbles and bits, I'm like, my dog goes crazy for them and blah, blah, blah. The last time I gave them this food and, like, they got sick. It's like, dude, your dog's not here. It's okay. Breathe. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. I promise. I can't hold those overly long conversations. Once we have had an actual conversation and then we just start diverging into, like, conversations that really don't make that much sense, or not doesn't make sense, but conversations that don't really hold together. Like, so have you ever done pottery? No, I have not. Like, why would you ask me something like that? Like, come on, let's be realistic here. Like, let's end this conversation. My popsicles are melted. I have to go back over there now and get a new box. Oh, isn't that the worst? When, like, you're having, like, a long conversation and, like, you have, like, stuff in your grocery cart, like cheese or dairy products, and you know they see them. You know they see those products, but yet you can't escape the conversation. It's like, yo, my milk has to go back in that fridge now, and I have to, like, somebody else is going to buy this bad milk and I feel bad for them. Like, let's cut these conversations shorter. There's nothing wrong with having a long conversation, but it depends on the time and place as well. All these things become factors. All of these things. Whatever you're doing, like, hey, I got to get over here before this place closes, or has anyone ever used, like, one of those, I left the oven on? Has anyone ever used that? I want to meet somebody who's like, I left my oven on. And then, like, it's true. It's like, oh, okay. You mind if I come over? Oh, no. Like, what do you do if it's like, oh, yeah, no, I'll bring over some. Don't worry about, you know. What do you do? It's like, what do you, like, oh, I have to go meet somebody for lunch. Oh, where are you going? Oh, I'm going over here to this place. Don't ever divulge where you're going. Oh, I don't know yet. We have to pick a place. I am so sorry. But it's like, I don't know yet. I have to pick a place. This is why it's important to drink water, by the way. Something that hydrates you. But it's like, oh no, I have to go over somewhere and meet this person. Don't divulge where you're going. Oh, well, we were going to go there for lunch. We'll meet you guys there. Oh no. No, please don't. Then you have to have the discussion about splitting the bill, which, by the way, can also be a problem. Splitting the bill, because there's always that one person that was like, oh, well, can I get the appetizer? Do you guys want some? Whenever I go out somewhere and it's like, hey, I'll take care of it. I'd just rather just be that person to take care of it. Like, and then like a lot of my friends, we go back and forth on stuff like that. It's like, oh, I owe you next time. It's like, don't worry about it. I never expect to see it back. Never. I never expect to see it back. But then they usually do. And I think I've talked about this on one of the shows before. Like, I don't expect the whatever it is back, but like, I know some people do, of course, naturally. But I'm just one of those people who like, at that point, it's like, well, whenever next time comes, like, if it ever comes, you know, like, if it ever happens, then it happens. It's like, oh no, I got the next one. And I've had those moments with friends. It's like, because like I said, we go back and forth with that kind of stuff. It's like, oh wait, didn't you get the last one? It doesn't matter. It doesn't. It really shouldn't. Like, I'm not here to be like, oh, okay, well now you owe me. I'm here for, you know, the final thing or whatever, like the final payback or whatever. No, it's like, I asked to hang out with you. Like, this is why we're here. Like, to hang out, who cares? Like, it doesn't, it's not, I'm not here for the initial payback. I'm here to sit and have a conversation with some friends, you know? But splitting the bill, that's always a messy subject. Ugh. And I'm glad I never have to really go, like, there's not really a time that we go through with that. Like, unless it's like a whole bunch of stuff. It's like, okay, that person got like a carton of eggs somehow and also a burger to go, and they just ate a plate of spaghetti. What restaurant you're eating at where you can get eggs, a burger, and spaghetti, I do not know, but I'm sure it can happen. Just like a break is going to happen right here, right now. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to get into the facts. Maybe it's going to be about splitting the... I want to see if I can find anything on that. We'll see what happens. We always do. This is The Daily Shift. I hope you are enjoying your Tuesday and or Wednesday night / morning, whatever time it is for you. I hope it's fantastic. As we get ready to take this break, we're going to come back, do the facts, and don't forget about the entertainment that's coming up right here on The Daily Shift. Keep it locked.
Remember the words you told me, love me till the day I die.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Daily Shift, where we have them facts. And you can definitely follow along if it's something that you are wanting to do, if you want to go ahead and follow along and learn a little bit more, because I'm not going to go over every single one of them, but I will go over most of them, and a lot of them, all of them, have passages that you can read, and sometimes they even have hyperlinks, so that way you can learn a little bit more about it. These come from mentalfloss.com, 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 and it's going to be 11 amazing facts to slip into conversation to seem smart. Maybe if you seem smarter, it's like the person will want to cut the conversation short. I tried to find some information about like long conversations, and I found something, but I couldn't access the link for whatever reason. I'm not going to get into that. What I am going to get into are the facts. Like, number one, humans do not have five senses. I just found these so interesting when I started going over them. I got down to like three and then I was like, I'm going to do these. So number one is humans do not have five senses. We've got way more than that. There's our sense of time, our sense of balance, and our ability to detect acceleration and body temperature. So it's almost like being a superhero, except being human or superhuman, you know? I wonder if you can enhance those senses. You know how some people are like, if you lose one sense, it enhances your others? I wonder if that's true. Maybe we'll do senses next time. Facts about senses. Now I kind of want to do those instead. That's, oh man, I can't wait. Anyway, number two. Food names can be misleading. Chili peppers, bananas, and eggplants are all berries. Wait, what? Strawberries, raspberries, and blackberries are not. Okay. I feel like they're just messing with us at this point. That doesn't make any sense. Peanuts aren't nuts, they're legumes. Okay, that's something I think I knew. I think I heard that somewhere. Corn is a grain, not a vegetable. Okay. And cucumbers are a fruit. Okay, wait a minute. I thought if it had a seed, it's officially known as like a vegetable. Like if it has seeds in it, it's considered a vegetable. Like what? Okay. Anyway, number three, funny as it may sound, octopuses is a real worm. Hold on, because it made me mess up by saying, anyway, funny as it may sound, octopuses is a real word. The grammatically correct plural of octopus is octopuses, not octopi. The word octopus comes from the Greek for 8-footed, and as such should be pluralized like a Greek word by adding es. Octopodes. Wait. So who's saying it right then? Because I always thought it was octopi. Octopodes is an acceptable oblique, a little stiff. Oh, I'm sorry, oblique. This is messing me up, man. Albeit a little stiff. So octopodes is the correct, octopi is incorrect. What's happening? What is this? What's happening today with the show? I don't know. Okay, number four, science fiction was invented by a teenage girl. The year was 1816. Why? The girl was Mary Shelley, and the book was Frankenstein. Well, I'm sure there's other people who just never wrote it down on paper. I don't think she invented science fiction. I think she was just like one of the first to maybe publish it or like put it down on paper and share it with everybody. Because everybody, like, I mean, if you talk to anybody and it's like, oh yeah, I'm writing a book, but they never like finish it or publish it. So I just think that maybe she was the first. Like, she didn't invent it. Like, come on. Those are called thoughts. She didn't invent thoughts. Like, let's face it. But hey, it's here. Number five. No one has walked on the moon. On the moon in over 40 years. But you can still find astronaut footprints on its surface. It goes into detail there because there's no wind or rain on the moon. Astronaut footprints on the moon's surface may be there for as long as the moon exists, or until somebody just goes up there with some sand and, you know. Anyway, number six, it was always after five for our forebears. What? What do you mean it was always after five? Wait a minute. That's not the way time works. What is happening? Is this like colonial Americans of every age drank ale, hard cider, or whiskey with almost every meal, including breakfast? They did this not because they were party animals, but because they knew that drinking fresh water caused disease. Oh, that's horrifying. Liver damage or disease-ridden water. No one knew to, like, just boil it. Well, I guess not. Man. Pandas aren't supposed to be vegetarians. What? These are getting more interesting as I scroll down. I just kind of want to do them all. Pandas have to eat a lot of bamboo because their stomachs can't really digest it. Recent research suggests that's because they really actually evolve. Because they actually evolved to be meat eaters, pandas' inability to properly digest plants may put them at increased risk of extinction. Okay. What's the show where random things happen? This is perfect. This is very fitting. I don't know what's happening with these facts, but somehow it's all fitting. Number 8. Your blood travels through thousands of miles to reach all the parts of your body. Okay. Now, I'm at a loss again. There are 60,000 miles of blood vessels, veins, arteries, and capillaries inside your body. If those blood vessels were a road, it would wrap around the planet twice. I don't believe that. There's no way. Like, do they mean if you stretch them? Ugh. There's so much I want to research now. There's so much because I... This is Mental Floss, folks. This is mentalfloss.com. 11 amazing facts to slip into conversation to seem smarter. I honestly would feel like the dumbest person at the table if I said those. Like, I don't... Well, not all of those. Some of them were just straight up interesting. But some of them, like that last one, around the planet twice. So you're telling me with all these people on the planet, if our insides just went around the planet, like we'd have essentially a new planet. It'd be gross and disgusting, but a new planet nonetheless. I need proof. Is somebody willing? I want somebody to write, like, I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm a, like, get a donor card or whatever. And it's like, well, what are you donating? All of me. And I want you to wrap my body around the world twice. I want somebody to do that. Because we haven't even gone to the depths of the ocean. And you're telling me that I'm so lost. I'm so lost that I'm going to take a break. I need to recover from this. This doesn't make any sense to me. But somehow it does. But at the same time, it does not. Nonetheless, a break is coming right now. After these facts, if you want to find us, if you want to find this show, you know how to. CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcasts. You can find the show also on the Wisdom app for live talks. You can follow me on there, and that way you can get notifications on when I go live. You can also listen on the Jukebox Radio and Outside the Box Radio and My Spin Radio if you want to request songs or if you want to listen live. Don't forget about the other fantastic shows on those channels. Also, the other channels with other fantastic shows like My Vibe, The Jazz Lounge, and so many more. But this is the one and only Daily Shift. I'm Clutch, and we will see you right after this, hopefully, normal break. Keep it locked.
Settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me. I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it.
Si tú me dices ahorita que me quieres a tu lado, qué lindo sería.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Daily Shift. Well, we have the entertainment ready for you, all set up. And this entertainment is going to be interesting because I watched the movie The Flash. It's on demand. And I watched it and it was pretty good. I was entertained through it throughout the movie. Now, my whole thing about the movie is, I'm not going to spoil anything. Relax, there's no spoilers coming. It was just different, and some of the plot didn't make sense. I mean, if you've seen anything about The Flash, even a poster, then you know Supergirl is in it. Some of the things involving Supergirl didn't really make a lot of sense to me. I mean, if you're a comic book fan, then it's going to make zero sense to you. But also, I mean, it was, I will say I enjoyed the cameos. Of course, like mentioned before, and probably in trailers and things like that, you've seen Michael Keaton is in it. And of course, Michael Keaton is Batman to me. I did enjoy that. There's a lot going on. And of course, it's just, I think it's, if you're a comic book fan, I think it's worth checking out. I know a lot of people had their own complaints about certain things. If you go to YouTube, if you want to, you can look it up and see what those complaints are, because that's where a lot of them, well, that's where I found a lot of them. I don't know. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it for the entertainment value. That's all I really have to say about that movie. I don't know. I don't have anything else. I will say that a lot of the newer movies that are coming out, what do you think? What do you think? Older, do you like the older movies or do you like the newer movies more? I feel like the older movies, they still hold up. Especially the animated movies. Like, if you put The Flash against WALL-E, I'm probably going to go WALL-E. I mean, that movie, once a fictional character can make you cry, and I don't mean like fiction, I mean like a computerized or 3D character can make you, like, Up, everyone cried it Up, and I'm the only person that was like, I don't get it. Like, not I don't get it, I was just like, I don't know what kind of person she was. Like, everyone cried at the movie Up. If you haven't seen Up yet, please check it out. It's still a great movie. But, like, when people were like, oh, when this happened at the very beginning, then I was like, dude, you don't even know her. Like, she could have been a terrible person. Like, when she was walking down the street, she could have been kicking babies. Like, you don't know. Like, I don't know this lady. I was like, I can't feel bad for her. Like, you know, I was like, yeah, it's sad that he's sad, you know. But I was like, no, that's okay. And then in movies, especially horror movies, when like when there's like a killer and they like finally knock him out with like a frying pan or something, or like get him down, it's like, you should probably like at least break his hand so he can't use those to harm you. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like he's a pro wrestler, he's gonna drop kick you. You know, and even if he does, like, I mean, he's back on the ground, so once again, you have the leverage. I'm like, yo, like, I'm trying to use logic with these movies. I need to stop doing that. You can never use logic in movies. That's what I'm starting to slowly learn, but other people have learned. Like, what was that movie? Lake Placid? In one of the movies, like, the guy started using, like, a chainsaw, and I was just like, what? Against a giant alligator? That's your best laid plan? And then they're like, get inside! And it's like, it's a giant alligator. I'm pretty sure it's gonna break through, like, a wooden door. They're like, it'll be fine! No? I don't understand movies. I don't think they're meant to understand. I don't get it. I need to stop watching movies. I think that's what's happening right now. Or maybe just watch older movies, like the old school ones, because those make more sense than some of the newer ones at this point. But no, even then, I don't know. Maybe movies aren't for me, except horror movies. I love horror movies. Those are always great. I think you know what I want to do? I'm probably going to do this one day. I'm just going to watch like a movie and do the show. And then you'll just hear reactions from me throughout the show while I'm watching the movie. I think that's a great plan. And I hope you have a great plan for the rest of your week, because we're halfway through it. We're halfway through. We're approaching Wednesday. Some of you already are on Wednesday. And if you are, and you're starting your day out and you're ready to get some things done, ready to have some fun, or whatever the case may be, then good morning to you. And I hope you have a fantastic day. And if it's nighttime and it's Tuesday and you're heading to bed and you're anticipating the day of Wednesday, then good night and get some rest. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you next time.
They're not your friend. I need you to know that we ain't ever gonna go back. This time it got so bad. It's best for me, it's best for you. I need you to know that. Try to love you, but I force that. All signs we ignore that. And it's not the same, cause it's over now.